And the word that the Bible uses is the word circle. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are like grasshoppers. Now, what the flat earthers will tell you is that a circle's not a sphere. They think that their flat earth is a circle. I've got news for you. A circle in that most literal sense is a two-dimensional object that does not exist in the real world. There's no such thing as a circle in the real world. Because that would actually be called a cylinder or a disc, right? Because even if it's 1 inch thick, it's no longer a circle. If it's 1 millimeter thick, if it's round and 1 millimeter thick, not a circle, that is called a disc or a cylinder, depending on how the edges are shaped. Disc or cylinder. There is no three-dimensional object known as a circle in that literal sense that occurs in the real world. It just doesn't exist, friend. So what is the definition of a circle? The definition of a circle, everybody pay attention, is where you pick a point. You pick a point, okay? And then you make a whole bunch of points that are the exact distance from that point. That's a circle, right? So we pick a point in space, and then we go 3 inches away, we put a dot. 3 inches in another direction, put a dot. 3 inches in another direction, put a dot. 3 inches, if we did that in all directions, every single direction, you know what we would end up with? A circle. We have a center point, and then we would have everything is exactly 3 inches away. That's a circle. And you could use a compass to do that, and if you look at the compass, it's, you know, where the end of your pencil is and where the needle is, that's 3 inches, for example. And then you plant that, and then you can make every single point that's 3 inches away, and that's how you produce a circle. So if we were to make a three-dimensional circle would be that which every point is the exact distance from that center point. So a three-dimensional circle is called a sphere. Because, you know, if we took the exact center of the earth, you could go roughly the same distance in all directions and draw that out, and what do you end up with? A sphere. A sphere is a three-dimensional circle because a circle, in the most literal sense, is only a two-dimensional object, and we live in a three-dimensional world. There are no two-dimensional objects in our world. There is, even this piece of paper is three-dimensional, even though it looks really thin. There's some depth there. There's some mass there, right? There's some distance there. This is not a rectangle. This is a rectangular solid, right? Does everybody understand? I told you this church makes you smarter. So that argument doesn't hold up.